Welcome to the Self-Made Mamas podcast, where we help you build a business that fills your bank account, frees up your schedule, and hands you back the power that too many women have to sacrifice when they become mothers. I'm Melissa Rogers, recovering supermom, corporate dropout, and CEO of a highly profitable online business that I built from scratch with a baby on my hip. I created this podcast to talk business and marketing, motherhood and marriage, health and healing, building wealth, and breaking cycles. So if you're ready for all of that, let's get to it. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today I am going to be doing a very much requested podcast episode, and I've committed to myself to try and make these episodes as short and succinct as possible because I know everybody is super busy. So I'm going to try and condense this one into a short digestible episode, but bear with me if it gets a little bit long because we have a lot to cover. What we're going to talk about today is how I organize my life so that I can run my business. For those of you that don't know, I'm currently solo parenting. My husband is deployed with the military. I have two high needs kids. I have a teenager in my house who's graduating this year. So we have all of the super fun stuff that goes along with that, prepping for college, all of that kind of stuff. And I have a busy six-figure business on top of, you know, my own adult life, my own goals, all of that kind of stuff. And while it's not always perfect, I do run all of that pretty successfully. And I want to talk to you about how I do that today, because every time I share any little tidbit of this on my Instagram stories, you guys go crazy messaging me and asking for recipes and routines and things like that. So I'm going to try to sort of condense it into a master guide in this episode today. So let's get into it. How the hell do I manage all of this stuff and not lose my mind? First point is that sometimes I do actually lose my mind. This is by no means perfect, and that everything that I'm telling you today, I want you to take the pieces that work for you and leave the rest. Just treat it like a buffet, take what you want, leave everything else. But I promise you that if you are willing to be a little bit disciplined about this stuff, it is going to take so much stress off your plate. It's going to make you feel so much calmer and so much more in control of your life and not feel like you're just kind of being dragged along by your day and like trying to frantically get stuff done in your business and then frantically get stuff done in your life. It's a horrible feeling, and I personally hate that feeling, and it contributes to very low mental health for me. So I, a while ago, decided I was going to do something about it, and I've been successfully implementing this system for ages now, and it is a game changer. Very first thing that I want to talk about is the fact that I live and die by my Google Calendar. And my Google Calendar is synced to my Calendly, which is what I use for business bookings. And I have big chunks of time blocked off all over my calendar so that people cannot come and book into time that I don't want them to book into. So that's just kind of a precursor to what I'm going to talk about here. You want to make sure that you block as much white space in your calendar as you can while still doing the work that you need to do. Because the problem is that when you let other people control your calendar, you let them control your life. And I am not about that. That's not why I started a business. That's not why I work for myself. I'm not interested in that. I take meetings in 3 5-hour windows on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and that is it. I do not book meetings with people any other time. Mondays and Fridays are for me. They are for personal stuff or working on my business for me or stuff with the kids. Mondays and Fridays are often pro D days, things like that. So to completely avoid any, you know, scheduling panic, I do not schedule meetings on Mondays and Fridays. I just take them on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And if you're able to do that with your schedule, I highly encourage you to do that because it is a game changer in terms of mental space and just, again, avoiding those last minute panics of things being overbooked or not having time to do your stuff. So that's the first thing, the precursor. The next thing, if you follow me on Instagram, you have seen me talk about this. So I use a day blocking system. I saw this fitness influencer on TikTok forever ago talking about how she considers her day as multiple chunks of time, and that helps her to stay on track with her fitness goals because she doesn't throw away the whole day if she has a bad morning because she blocks her day. I think she blocks it into 3 blocks or 4 blocks. She considers each block an opportunity to hit her goals, and that mindset shift is what allowed her to ultimately achieve her major weight loss goal or whatever it was. I can't remember. Anyway, she was talking about this, because she was talking about nutrition and stuff like that. And it just struck such a chord with me because how many times have we all, as moms running businesses, had a rough start to the day and it has just spiraled out of control from there? And we feel like we're sprinting flat out all day, and somehow at the end of the day, we have absolutely nothing that we wanted to have done. Or how many times do you create a to-do list, or you have a running to-do list and it's absolutely massive? Or maybe you're like me and you're kind of a psycho and you start a new one every single morning, and somehow you don't get anything on that list done. This is what was happening to me all of the time, and it was making me feel so unproductive, so disorganized, and I wasn't getting where I wanted to go in my business because I wasn't able to get things done that I wanted to get done. And I felt like a shitty mom. I felt like a shitty entrepreneur. It was all around not a good thing. And then I saw this girl talking about her blocking system for her fitness, and I thought, oh my God, that's genius. She's totally right. There are different sections of the day, and if I section them off and do what needs to be done in each section, it's so much less overwhelming. So what I do is a 5-block system. So I have an early block, which is before my kids get up. I have a morning block, which is from when my kids get up until I drop my big one at school and my little one stays with a nanny. I have a work block. So for me, my work block is essentially the school day. So I work from about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., sometimes 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, really. I do kind of whatever I want to do on Mondays and Fridays. So I have a very, very small work week in terms of actual working hours. But because I'm efficient like this, it works great for me. The next block is, I call it the PM block or the afternoon block. So that's when I pick my son up from school until my littlest goes to bed. So my oldest son is 6.5. So he stays up a little bit later and he's not as demanding in the evening, right? Like he's just kind of hanging out and playing, or we'll build blocks together or read or whatever it is, right? So I consider kind of when my little one goes to bed, because he's 3 and he's the most demanding, as sort of the end of the PM block and the start of bedtime block. And bedtime block is one-on-one time with my 6-year-old. It's time for me to do whatever nightly routine. So like shower, skincare, you know, reset the kitchen, stuff like that. And that is until I go to bed. And the way that I structure those times is essentially, I know how much sleep I need to get to feel good. And I work backwards from that. So if I want to get up at 5, and again, this, remember me saying this is like a buffet, you've got to take what you want and leave the rest, right? Then in the last few months, I haven't been able to get up early. And you guys know I'm the queen of getting up before my kids, but I literally have not been able to because my little one has been sleeping so poorly and he has been in my bed, like lying on top of me sideways when I wake up in the morning, and I've had no way to extricate myself and go downstairs. So I've just been sleeping with him instead of getting up. My preference is to get up at 4:45 to 5:15, somewhere in there, and have a couple hours to myself before they get up. I find I'm tired by 9 p.m. regardless because my kids are full on, you know, it's a busy schedule. So it doesn't really make a difference if I get up early or not. I'm still tired around the same time every night. And I just benefit so much from that quiet time in the morning that that's my preference to have that. You may not want a big, huge early block. Maybe you're not an early bird. Maybe you hate getting up in the morning, but I do encourage you to try to get 10 to 15 minutes of a jump on your kids, even if you don't like it, just so that you are not getting woken up by them and having them sort of like drag you into your day kicking and screaming. The morning block is busy. The kids are up. They need breakfast. They need to get dressed. They need to brush their teeth. They need to have their vitamins. I make the lunches in the morning. I don't like to make them at night. So I make the lunches really quickly. I have to get dressed and get ready for the gym, that kind of stuff. Then my nanny arrives just before we have to leave. And I basically hand off my 3-year-old to her, pack my 6-year-old downstairs. Teenager gets himself to school because we live really close. Then my 6-year-old, I truck him over to the school, drop him off, and then I head straight to the gym. And that is the only time in my day that it really works for me to work out, because otherwise I'm going to get into my work and it's not going to happen. So I like to schedule my workout immediately following drop off. And when I say schedule, I mean, it is literally blocked off in my calendar. And that is what I had to do in order to make starting to work out happen. It just would never happen if I didn't have it blocked off and I didn't have it scheduled in, because it wasn't a habit for me already. So if there's something like that, if there's something like working out that you want to make a habit, block the time off right away. You might not do it right away just because you've blocked it off. But once you're in the habit of having that time blocked off, it becomes a lot easier because you've created the space for yourself to do it. My work block is obviously varied during the day. So it depends what I'm working on that day. As I said, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, I usually have a lot of calls. And in each of these blocks, what I do is, you'll see it, there's a time management highlight on my Instagram. I have a phone note running every single day where I put my list of what needs to happen in each block. And it's the same for almost every day, but the work tasks switch out and any additional extra errands and things like that get added or swapped out. So like today I have to pick up some groceries. So I have that inside my work block because this is a bit of a weird week for us. So I didn't do my usual meal prep routine and I have to go pick up a few food items today. So I have that on my list during my work block today. That normally would not be there. I would order groceries on a Sunday, for example. The afternoon block is the craziest because it's long, right? It's basically 2:15 until 7:15. So it's 5 hours of kid chaos and dinner and all of that kind of stuff. And I'm going to move on to routines within the blocks and talk about meal prepping and things like that as well. But that is the crazy block for me. That is the one that is the most draining and full on. And if I can, I try to get the kids outside for as much of that as possible. It's winter in Western Canada right now, so it's like wet and miserable for the most part. So that hasn't been happening anything super recently, but that is a really great time to go and get outside time in with the kids, because you are not getting any sort of work or anything done at that time. And it makes the rest of the evening go so much smoother if you can go and burn off some energy and have some quality time with them. The bedtime block, obviously, as I said, is when my little one goes to bed. And then I spend quality time with my six-year-old. I make sure the kitchen is cleaned up. I get everything kind of prepped for the morning, and I have me time, whatever that looks like. So that's kind of what the blocking system looks like. This is something that takes a little bit of getting used to, but like I said, I just write it out in a phone note. And if you want a visual representation of that, just check the Instagram highlight. I just write it out in a phone note, and blocking my day like that has absolutely changed my life, because no longer am I racing against the clock to finish a massive to-do list of stuff that had to get done all at once during the day. And my brain could not process what order to do it. My brain could not process how to get it all done. I was so stressed by how much was there that I was getting paralyzed and couldn't get stuff done. And I think that's something that a lot of us as moms experience. And especially if you're neurodivergent, or perhaps you're struggling with mental illness and your executive functioning is affected. There's so many things that can affect your executive functioning on top of the way that motherhood affects it already. Organizing yourself in this way is such a breath of fresh air and such a relief. I really encourage you to do it. So let's talk about what makes the blocking successful. That is having routines within your blocks. So if you break your day into blocks and you just have a bunch of random shit every single day inside those blocks, it's not going to be as effective as if you have regular repeatable routines inside each block. For example, in our morning block, I do things the same order every single morning. The boys get up, they come and snuggle on the couch, I wrap them in blankets, I give them kisses, I make myself a coffee, I get all the lunch stuff out and put it on the counter, I get the breakfast bowls out, all of that kind of stuff. And they just kind of hang out. They might watch a cartoon occasionally. They might play, like they hang out for a little bit and wake up. If I rush them, our entire morning goes to shit. In my house, at least, rushing is a disaster. So I let them wake up slowly. I know that once they're awake, they can eat and get dressed and stuff pretty quick. But if I try to push them too early in the morning, they're going to push back and everything's going to descend into chaos. So for me, at least, I just kind of let them chill while I run around and get everything sorted out. I will typically get myself ready at that time. I do something a little odd, which is I have all my hair and makeup stuff in a cupboard downstairs. And that is because I do my hair and makeup, not really my hair, I brush my hair, but I do my hair and makeup before I go to the gym, which is super weird because obviously I'm going to sweat. But it means that I can walk out of the gym and into my car or back into my office and get on a call and be presentable. I literally just change my shirt. Sometimes I don't even change my shirt. I'm not doing my hair and makeup to be made up at the gym. I'm doing it so that I don't have an additional step after the gym in order to go into my work day. So that is another time-saving thing that I do. And I keep that stuff downstairs because if I go upstairs and spend 15, 20 minutes putting myself together, my kids will have like burned the house down by the time I come back downstairs. So I keep it downstairs and I literally do it. I have a mirror by the kitchen table and I do it there so that I can keep an eye on them while I'm doing it. By the time I'm ready, they're pretty much ready to wake up and do stuff. Then we can do breakfast and things like that. But it's a routine, right? It's a repeatable routine that we do every single morning. They know what to expect. I know what to expect. And because I know what to expect, I know what we need in place in order for me to execute it. Same thing after school, right? We have a certain amount of time that we play at the school after school. Then we come home. My nanny goes home. I take over with both of them. We either do something together with toys or we go outside, whatever it is, right? Like the kids know what to expect. They know kind of the cadence of the day, and it gives them so much structure and stability, and it gives me so much structure and stability so that I don't feel like I'm going crazy all the time. Some other examples of routines within the blocks are doing room resets. My main floor is all kind of open plan, and I do a main floor reset every single night. So once my little one is in bed, I do like a super speedy main floor reset. So I do all the dishes, I wipe down all the counters, I sweep the floors, I mop them a few times a week as needed, wipe anything down that got really gross that day. We do a quick toy tidy and all that kind of stuff. So basically, by the time I sit down to play with my six-year-old before his bedtime, my main floor looks exactly how I want it to look, and it's completely reset. And the same thing goes for the different rooms in your house, right? When my little one is in the bath upstairs, because the way our house is set up, I can see him and hear him from a couple of the rooms upstairs. One of those is my office, one of those is my bedroom. So I reset my office while he's in the bath, or I fold laundry in my bedroom. while he's in the bath because I can see him. And just those little routines have saved me so much time and hassle because I'm always doing something that is helping future me. And it just makes everything run so smoothly. And it is hard to get into because you kind of just want to sit on your butt and scroll on your phone a lot of the time. It's hard to get into that habit, but it makes such a difference when you can get into the habit of always knowing what you should be doing at any given time and thinking about it in a way that you're taking care of yourself so that it doesn't feel like chores. It feels like what you're doing to nourish yourself and to keep your home calm and happy and to keep you calm and happy, which is the most important thing. I cannot tell you how much having a clean and organized home and healthy food in the fridge and not panicking about whatever's happening the next day helps to regulate your nervous system. And I think honestly, that's something that most moms struggle with. So I really encourage you to consider implementing a little bit of discipline and taking this on in whatever capacity you can, because it has absolutely changed my life. And one specific routine that you always ask me about that I want to make sure I touch on here is meal prep. I do not cook a meal from scratch every night for my kids. I don't do it most nights. And I never thought that I would be saying that because I actually love to cook. But here's the deal. I have two kids with sensory needs who are extremely picky eaters and extremely combative about mealtime. I know what they will eat. Obviously, I do introduce new foods and things like that. But mealtime is not just a casual thing in our house. For me, if I were to just make like a new recipe, neither of them would eat it. It would be a massive battle, right? As much as I love to cook, cooking grown-up meals every night of the week is futile at this stage of their development. We're obviously going to move towards them eating with us and eating the kinds of things that we want to eat. But right now, it's me, teenager, and the two little ones in the house. And teenager and I both have pretty significant fitness goals that we're working towards. And so what I've started doing is meal prepping once a week with a top-up about two-thirds of the way through the week and one takeout meal per week. And when I meal prep, I prep ingredients that I can easily assemble into a variety of meals that I know the kids will eat and that me and Nicholas will enjoy. And when my husband is home, I do the same thing, but with larger quantities and more varieties of protein because there's more people to eat it. But essentially what I do when I meal prep on Sundays is I cook up a whole bunch of chicken in different ways. So sometimes I'm feeling like just grilled or like blackened chicken and I'll do all of it like that. Sometimes I'm bored of that and I will slice the chicken and I'll put it in different seasonings and cook up a couple of different varieties. I cook up some rice, I cook up some baked potatoes. I usually do one or two cooked veggies and I have a bunch of raw veggies in the fridge as well, just ready to grab and go. I make sure we have a bunch of shredded cheese. I make sure we have yogurt and eggs and wraps and bread and peanut butter and all of these things that I know my kids will eat. I make sure we're stocked up on cereal. I don't buy a lot of processed food with the exception of school snacks, which I hate, but my kids eat them and it means I know that their bellies are full during the day. So whatever, we're just going to go with it. I'm really conscious of nutrition. It's not to say that I don't eat crap food. I absolutely do. But nutrition is one of my values. I really do value good nutrition. And I was not eating the way that I wanted to eat. And I was not feeding my family the way that I wanted to because I was disorganized about food because I was overwhelmed by the fact that my kids would never eat anything. And I was so tired at the end of the day. So I do not cook meals at dinner time now. I go to the fridge and I take out ingredients that I have already prepped and I make us a meal out of them. So maybe I will put some chicken and some rice and some peppers in a skillet and heat it through with some sauce on top or some cheese on top or something, right? It's not MasterChef. It's not winning any awards, but I'm picking things that I know everybody will eat and that are nutrient dense. And I'm giving my kids a good variety of food. They also have a smoothie, usually with breakfast and dinner now, so that I can get as much goodness into them as possible. And these, like that meal prep routine saves my ass every single week because I have enough food prepped to hit my goals. I have to eat a significant amount of protein based on the macros that my trainer has for me currently. That is not happening unless it is already cooked in the fridge. And that doesn't mean that I'm eating like gross rubbery chicken breasts all week. It means that I have a variety of foods that fit the macros that I want to hit ready for me and an easy way to top them up two-thirds of the way through the week when we're starting to get low and when they're kind of past the point where you could really eat them. And I have a plan for a takeout meal every week as well. So Thursday night in our house is pizza night. My boys love plain cheese pizza. So every Thursday night I get them a cheese pizza and it is wonderful. If you're like a working parent, for whatever reason, Thursdays are the worst. It feels like it should be Friday, but it's not. So Thursday nights are exhausting for me. So I get a cheese pizza and sometimes I pick something up for myself as well if I don't feel like eating what I have in the fridge. And the kids eat pizza for dinner and then I put it in their lunch boxes the next day and I don't have to worry about lunches because it's already done. And then we're in the weekend and then there's so much less to do. And on the weekend, I make soup and I make bread and I do more like slow food type stuff and I get them to help. And it's like, there's no rush, right? And it's much more relaxed. podcast, and I don't have to worry about it because I have been so on it all week that we can do whatever we want on the weekend. We don't have to catch up on errands. We don't have things we have to do. It's just our time, and we get to spend all of it as quality time together. And the boys can start the week calm and refreshed, and I can start the week calm and refreshed. And it just really makes my life so much more beautiful and so much nicer and easier to live. And it's just from implementing these more disciplined systems one step at a time. Okay, so I'm just going to do a quick recap because this episode is already long. So the three things that will lead you to success when it comes to organizing your life so you can run your business: implementing a day blocking system. Again, I like that 5-block system that I use. You can do whatever works for you. Implementing repeatable routines inside those blocks, and then implementing a meal prep system that works for you. I preference an ingredient-based meal prep system so I don't have to eat the same meals constantly, but whatever works for you. So those three things will really take you from sort of overwhelmed and chaotic to on top of it. And they'll get you feeling like a boss before you even start work, honestly, before you even start to work on your business. And that energy will carry through and allow you to be so much more organized and focused in your business as well, so that when you sit down to work, you actually are getting the things done that you want to get done. I hope that was super helpful for you. We'll be back next week with another episode. If you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, we want to hear from you. Make sure you hit subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review to let us know what you think. And make sure to share your favorite episodes with your friends or followers and tag me so we can connect on social.